We pause at this time to mindfully lift up in our hearts the joys and concerns that we share. Most remain unspoken, but we believe in that power of just taking this sacred time together to lift up somebody or a community that is on your heart, somebody who's achieved something wonderful that you're celebrating, or somebody going through a hard time. I want to name Nancy Dearden, who's preparing for another round of treatment in the hospital. And I want to lift up the Whalen family. Eileen's nephew tragically died in a house fire last month in his 40s. Obviously, the folks of Parkland, Florida lost too many people. One is too many. They lost 17 to gun violence, others injured. And we lift up the whole nation. And we pray to follow the youth who are leading the way now out of Florida. With the youth are leading the way to a better tomorrow where we stop the unacceptable gun violence that up to 80 people die a day in the United States of gun violence. And we absolutely must find a different way immediately. Now, I invite you to transition towards a time of meditation, perhaps by starting by just paying attention to your breath. Paying attention to your breath in and out. It is good to be here now. We acknowledge the passing clouds of lament and sorrow that are in you, perhaps, or somebody next to you. And we give thanks for those bright lights of peace and joy, knowing they can all exist together. With the blessings of the Spirit of Life, we always have the power to pause and feel the power and fullness of this moment. So majestic. Ella Fitzgerald said, "Don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there is love and inspiration, you cannot go wrong." In this time, can you listen to your soul, gain a little more commitment or strength to follow your sacred compass, to do what you feel called to do with your life? Connecting with others, may we each live out our truth and our calling to bring more love, courage, and hope to our community and the world. First of all, people, there has been an amazing spirit in this church this morning, and thank you, choir and Mark Dougherty, for a wonderful worship experience. This morning, we are celebrating and giving thanks to Beverly Gross Spencer for gracing our church for 30 years with her beautiful voice. Now, of course, Beverly brings more than vocal beauty to this community. Beverly brings gracious leadership presence to our worship and our community. She is strong and gentle, serious and funny, expert in singing many languages, highly versatile in style. Beverly brings dignity, wisdom, and love to our worship and church family. It's true. It's really true. I live four houses from her, so we're neighbors not too, so had to bring that up. I would be remiss if I did not say thank you also to Beverly for bringing us Noel and Tim. Noel, who grew up in this church, is a thriving, impressive young woman now who's in Pittsburgh today doing her beautiful life. And Tim, would you stand for a moment? Tim, this gentleman brings gracious kindness and uplifting smiles and greetings with great dependency. We thank Bev, Tim, and Noel. We love you very much.
Thank you. Oh, it's you.
Now you should be very afraid.
Oh, I should.
Now it's my turn. You should be very afraid, Bev.
Any tissues?
5 years ago, I did a tribute to Beverly, and I find that what I wrote back then is still true today as we celebrate this incredible woman in 30 years of wonderful music making. Still, there are bound to be a few newbies amongst us today who have no idea of how Bev came to us or how she's enriched us through her artistry and her humanity, in short, through her music ministry. A quick review of my time with Bev and her tenure here at USG is in order. A little over 30 years ago, and I have to say, when you realize that's almost of a third of a century, you can't help but pause for a moment. A little over 30 years ago, I had the pleasure of doing a wedding here at USG. I don't recall whose wedding it was, I don't even know whatever became of the young couple. They had hired a soloist who I didn't know, and believe me, when you don't know the soloist, it can be a real roll of the dice as to how things will go. The soloist was engaged to sing the dramatic setting by Malat of the Lord's Prayer. There was probably some other song too, but I don't recall. What I do recall is that the soloist sang the heck out of the music, and she was great to accompany. She didn't try to stylize a classic in the manner of Fergie's recent Star Spangled Banner debacle. Oh, come on, I had to tell you it was there. Come on. In addition to being a knock-em-dead singer, she was incredibly affable and conversation for us just flowed. At the time, I knew that my alto soloist was thinking of retiring, so I asked the wedding singer whether she was singing anywhere else regularly and if she might be interested in coming to USG if the position officially opened. Well, it was one of those times when the stars were in alignment, and within a short time, I hired her. At the first rehearsal, the members of the illustrious USG choir were quite taken with her. Both as a singer, they loved her rich and smoky voice, and as a person. Of course, this wonderful combination of singer and human being is none other than our fabulous Beverly. Over the years, Bev has led the alto section with words of encouragement and vocal technique tips. She has stepped up to do solos more times than I can remember, but I do have some personal favorites, including Stephen Sondheim's Children Will Listen and Not While I'm Around, as well as the music you hear today. That sound over all waters. I know I'm repeating myself, but that sound over all waters. You will never hear it done better. Another fave that really my new fave is Hallie's Marvelous Air. If you haven't heard Bev on this, find me after the service and we'll see about programming it again soon. A favorite story of mine about working with Bev is the Christmas Eve miracle tale. We were planning to sing a published setting of Go Tell It on the Mountain. When Bev and I got together on the 24th, we found that we just weren't all that wowed by the arrangement, so we chucked it and made it up during the service. Yes, during the service. The congregation loved it, and they must have sensed how much we were listening to each other and playing off of each other's nervous energy. The following year, someone asked if we were going to repeat that performance because it was the highlight of the Christmas Eve music.
Oops.
Can't believe it's been 30 years, and neither of us seems to age. Must be the therapeutic and medicinal benefits of making music together on a regular basis. Bev's been here with us through thick and thin, through good times and bad times. She and Tim have found a home here. We all watched their daughter Noelle grow up and move on with her own life in Pittsburgh, but it's still great to see her when she's home. It's been a fantastic 30 years for USG, and we're still going strong. Like the last line of Sound Over All Water says, and dawn has begun. And she doesn't suffer from hay fever, so that's a good thing. We also have a card from the choir, of course, and a gift of art.
Oh, a
gift certificate to the
Thank
Kimmel
you
Center
so much.
From all of us. There's a cake afterwards, too, so, you know. And you're cutting, right?
I guess. As he says, if you get honored here, you have to work. I was thinking about what I'd like to say here today, and I started writing a number of things. First of all, for those of you who have never been in a choir, you have missed a unique experience in your life. And I have sung with many, many choirs, but truly it is the personnel behind me today who have kept me coming back as a soloist year after year as well as Mark Dougherty. I have been gifted in my life to have two wonderful musicians to work with, Mark Dougherty being one, and the other being the late Kurt Harmon, who I did perform jazz with for 22 years. Music has given me the opportunity to travel, to meet people from all over the world. I can't imagine what my life would be without music and without these people. They have supported me through the birth of my daughter. I was looking upstairs and remembering I was here 5 years before our daughter was born. And they also were with me and sang at the funerals of my sister, my mother, and my father. So this is my family. And I can't tell you what a richness they have brought, and all of you have brought. And I have to share with you one story. I guess you know that you're something when a little child compliments you. I was running in one Christmas Eve, and a little boy stopped me. I can't remember who he was now. And he pulled on my coat, and he says to me, "Are you going to sing tonight?" And I was like, "Well, yes, I am going to sing." He says, "Good." and he ran away and to join his parents. And that was actually the best review I've ever gotten. So again, I can't thank you enough. I'm really overwhelmed, and there are people who came out to see me today that are important people in my life. My cousin Sheila is over there waving. Alice Hansen is here. She and I taught together in my first teaching assignment when I was a music teacher in the Philadelphia Public School System, and it's also where I met my husband in the faculty lounge. And there may be some others here that I can't see. Oh, Allison and her mom Pat are here. So thank you all for coming today to celebrate this milestone with me. I've worked here longer than I've worked any job. So it's wonderful. And let's go and have cake. Oh, right, we have to do announcements first, and then there's cake. Thank you.